Hello again. This is the Old Oldery Park minicast, episode 3, Table Talk RPG. And I did that like I knew what I was doing. You'll probably notice less road noise this time because I'm standing in my kitchen making dinner while my family is out, which means that at any moment, should they come through the door, I might have to abruptly end this like I am a teenager caught with his hand in the cookie jar. A teenager caught with his? No, I think the teenagers get caught with doing something else. Let's say a kid with his hand in the cookie jar. So not to say that there's anything naughty about recording a podcast or a minicast for that matter, but it just would be awkward for me to stand here talking to myself while the rest of my family is running around the house. So if that happens, I will cut out and pretend like nothing ever happened when I start recording again later. And you know what? Cooking with one hand is not easy. So I'm setting the phone down as I record. So anyway, Table to Talk Cloud of BG. What I was thinking about as I was recording the last episode about Tunnels and Trolls was about... See, I'm going to bring this all home now. Was about role-playing games, the traditional... Uh-oh, here they come. Okay, so I'm back. For me, it's been a couple of days. For you, it's been a matter of seconds, which makes us kind of like time travel. Except that I just spent the last half hour helping set up for my son's field day at school, so it's sort of sweaty time travel. So where was I? I was talking about RPGs. I was going to talk about when I was living in Japan. Naturally, I went looking for game stores or other folks who played role-playing games, and I didn't find any. Well, I didn't find any of the latter. I did find a couple of hobby stores that sold role-playing games. What I was really looking for was Japanese games to see if there was anything out there that that I had never heard of before. And so in all of my time, which frankly wasn't that much, but the time I did spend searching, I only found two. One, I don't remember the name. It was something, Bansho Gakuen, some kind of story about rival high schools. And the latter half of the book, which I did buy, was populated entirely with character sheets, character descriptions of students from these different schools that all sorts of bizarre equipment and appendages and personas and powers and things. And I think it was sort of a action comedy sort of thing. I remember I did not at the time have a super command of the Japanese language. Not to say that I do now, but I think it's significantly better. But I haven't gone back and looked at this book in ages. But so anyway, I don't know much about the game itself. I do recall there was a character in that back half of the book from Hokkaido who was a bear. That's a thing about Hokkaido in Japan. Sort of like if you had a character in a game from West Virginia and he was, of course, a hillbilly, I guess. So, and I think there was a guy made entirely out of cardboard boxes. So I don't remember a lot about that game, although I do have a copy. And then the other one that I found, which I did expect to find and I searched for, and it took a while to get there, was the game based on Lodos Tōsenki, the Record of Lodos War, which was, among other things, an anime series that I watched in college with a group of geeky friends, and we liked to point out to each other, "Oh, look, that's a wizard. Oh, that's a magic missile," you know, that kind of thing. And I knew or I had heard somewhere that the guy who created those stories had also made a game out of it. So I finally tracked it down, and it's one of those neat little pocketbook size books that you find a lot in Japan, which, you know, as a side note, it's kind of a neat idea for a game if you had it pocket-sized. It would sure make it easier to carry around a bag full of source books, but on the other hand, it would be a unique challenge to hold that thing open on a table while you're trying to reference whatever devious trap is currently being sprung on the adventurers. Anyway, I was surprised in looking through it that it really seemed to be just a carbon copy translation of good old-fashioned Dungeons and Dragons. So I didn't get much past the looking stage. That sits in a box too somewhere with the rest of my old gaming accoutrements. I have not thrown any plastic polyhedrons around in probably a couple years now, which, you know, I'm sure doesn't cause anybody to lose any sleep. I miss it. I had a group of friends that I would play with on Friday nights. Yeah, that more than being an excuse for a bunch of folks to sit around eating Doritos and drinking Mountain Dew and not having dates on a Friday night, it was, for me and my buddies, always just a good excuse to spend a few hours trying to get Pepsi to snort out of your friend's nose. So, and, you know, on top of that, you get all the goodies of gaming, the trinkets, the leveling, the amassing of fictional wealth. Yeah. So, anyway, I miss it. But I made a decision some time ago that my wife wholeheartedly agrees with, that if I've got free time and I'm not spending it with my family, I really ought to be spending it on making comics or selling comics in a book. So that's what I do with more of my free time these days. But anyhow, I guess the last bit about this that I have in mind is just to mention that the fellow who created Record of Lotus War, Yoel Mizuno, I met him by happenstance at a comic and anime convention in Toronto a couple years after I left Japan, which was neat for me. And I don't think he spoke much English, but it was cool because it let me make myself feel self-important by speaking a spattered string of Japanese to him. I think that was the only time at a comic convention I've ever stood in line to get someone's autograph. And I brought my copy of his comic and that role-playing game with me. And I think as he signed it, he was pretty surprised to see that on a table in Toronto in the middle of an English-speaking comic convention. So that was neat. Someday it would be neat if I had a chance to chat with him some more. You know, standing in an autograph line is not a great time to talk to somebody. It would be neat to hear his stories of pimply-faced Mountain Dew swilling adventure. So anyway, that's it for now. Okay.